local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, we start hour number three on Pensacola right now. A happy Wednesday, 6:10 on 6-5, June 5th, 2024. 80th anniversary of D-Day tomorrow. We'll have some coverage of that tomorrow, I'm sure. Very historic day, of course, in our nation and world's history. And looking forward to talking about that tomorrow. A lot happening here. We'll get started right off with today's top three stories. Text line, by the way, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. The man who sold the gun to Hunter Biden on the stand in his federal gun trial in Delaware. Hunter is accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs back in 2018. Here's NBC's Ken Delanian.
And so the question will come down to, again, the language of the form, which says, are you a habitual user of drugs? Not were you, have you been? That's the argument here that Hunter Biden's defense team is going to make, is that at the time he filled out the form and said he wasn't using drugs, in his own mind, he was trying to get clean.
And the prosecution also called Hunter's ex-wife in an attempt to show Biden was using drugs when he bought his gun. The ex testified she checked Biden's vehicle because she did not want their children in a vehicle with drugs. After that, they called Biden's former girlfriend to talk about his drug use as well. Biden has pleaded not guilty. The White House and its Democratic allies are sharply pushing back against a Wall Street Journal story questioning President Biden's mental fitness.
The story includes accounts that the 81-year-old Biden displays an unevenness in meetings and is sometimes hard to hear when he speaks. White House officials criticized the story for being based largely on accounts from anonymous Republicans. The paper interviewed more than 45 people, and while most of those who voiced concern were Republicans, some Democrats also said it was noticeable. Biden allies took issue with the fact the only lawmaker to strongly criticize the president on the record was former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who said the president is not the same person he was when he was vice president. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Also, Israel is starting a new push into central Gaza. Israeli forces began ramping up activity at a refugee camp in the city of Deir el-Balah after new intelligence suggests that Hamas has activity there. The IDF said it's conducting airstrikes on what they say are military compounds, underground infrastructure, and weapon storage facilities. Those are our top three stories. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together. We'll start with Alan Strum.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs upper 80s. Now the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And as for the roads here, not a lot going on. Overall, it's been a rather smooth sailing evening. Just a couple of spots to note here. Starting with Fairfield Drive, whether you be traveling southbound towards Highway 98 or traveling northbound coming from Highway 98, we did have an accident report there during our last hour, and it's still causing some minor congestion going both ways there. Also have some slight congestion residing on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those two spots, though, there doesn't appear to be much just going to hold you up for too long. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. The best part of summer is already here, and that's locally grown Fresh from Florida watermelon. Fresh from Florida, there's sunshine in every bite, Joe.
All right, very good. Looking at our local headlines today, family members identifying the 17-year-old victim of a shooting in Escambia County on Monday. She is Kyan DeCray Thompson. Her father provided a statement to Channel 3 saying in part, quote, she wanted to be a model and one day hoped to enter the cosmetology field. She was a great friend, amazing sister, and best daughter. Thompson was reportedly shot in the head inside a home on Montclair Road Monday. While no suspects have been announced at last check, the sheriff's office is still searching for 16-year-old Glenn James III and 18-year-olds Michael Falater and Zane Cook, who are wanted for questioning only. And if you have any information, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office. Florida Power and Light officials say preparations for hurricane season go well beyond employee training and strengthening the grid. Relationship building is key, too.
A lot of the things that we do in preparation is, of course, we're securing agreements for getting assistance from out-of-state utilities. We have a mutual assistance agreements with other utilities, primarily throughout the Southeast, but across the nation, where we can get assistance for contracting companies to come in and assist us.
That from FPL Northwest Florida Vice President J.T. Young. He says that being under the FPL umbrella also means that in the event of major outages locally, there's a much larger contingency of FPL employees that can be called in to help before having to contract out of state. Let's see. Also, Governor DeSantis today signing the bill named after the Navarre woman who was found dead following a child custody exchange. House Bill 385, dubbed Cassie Carley's Law, ensures that every county in the state provides a safe spot for parents to safely exchange custody. Back in March of 2022, Carley went missing. Her body was later found in a shallow grave in Alabama following a custody exchange with Marcus Spanavello. Spanavello awaits trial on federal charges of kidnapping and abuse of a corpse. The new law will require county sheriff's offices to set up the well-lit safe location along with 24-hour surveillance. Florida counties have until October 1st to implement plans that require special camps be set up for the homeless population, as well as services like mental health and substance abuse help. That's because homeless camps on public property will no longer be allowed.
What we would do is work with our COC, some of our community partners, that way that we already have a great working relationship with. We're looking at what our strategy might be moving forward, and what might be the best plan of action for us as a county.
That's County Administrator Wes Moreno. He talked to Channel 3. The bill allows for lawsuits to be filed by the public against local governments that aren't in compliance. Now, some homeless activists worry that the October 1st start deadline may be too soon and that counties that aren't fully prepared may have to use money to fight off lawsuits rather than help their homeless population. Also, nearly 6 months later, still no word on when Escambia County's District 4 commissioner seat will be filled by the governor.
I do wish that there's that representation in our city right now. There's happening and there's decisions being made. And, you know, I don't know that that's a good scenario for anyone, state or local or District 4, to not make that decision. But, again, that's out of my purview.
That's Mayor D.C. Reeves there. Of course, the much of the city and Pensacola Beach falls under District 4, which has had a vacancy on the commission board since former Commissioner Robert Bender was appointed as the new supervisor of elections, replacing David Stafford. Whether or not the governor does make an appointment, there is a race for the seat in November's election. And finally, Gulf Breeze passing a smoking ban in city parks this week. Here's our Steve Taylor.
The Gulf Breeze City Council approved an ordinance banning smoking and vaping in city parks this week. City Manager Sam Abel says it brings the city in line with other communities in our area.
This is a position that all of the panhandle, I think, is taking as it relates to just making sure our air is healthy and clean to breathe. So I will give props to Pensacola and Milton and our surrounding cities who really were very quick to adopt this after the state of Florida lifted the preemption.
The exception to the new law is unfiltered cigars, which are exempted by the state. The smoking ban officially went into effect as of yesterday. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio Pensacola.
All right, we'll take a break there at 6:19. State and national news next.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the third hangar having ground broken yesterday for ST Engineering here at Pensacola International Airport. Also talked about things like the overall cost per job of the public commitment to this, $210 million project overall. Also discussed the changes in the flag system for Pensacola Beach, what that means, and also other things that you might not know are under county ordinance in terms of what you can and cannot do at the beach. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Got this in pocket, gunpowder, I'm gonna use it, intention, I'm feeling myself, gonna make you notice.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 6:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. It's just a couple spots on the roads giving us trouble here. That's what it was in our last update. Let's see. South Fairfield Drive. If you're traveling northbound, coming from Highway 98 or southbound, approaching Highway 98, we've still got some minor issues there. Runoff from an accident we had sometime last hour. And then we had some minor issues lingering if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, but that has seemingly cleared up. So outside of that little issue on Fairfield Drive, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs upper 80s. Now the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Looking at our state headlines today, reaction is mixed following the decision by the FHSAA to allow high school athletes to profit off of name, image, and likeness.
You have some people, families, their income together as a family might be $100,000.
mom and dad both making 50 and 50. Now, all of a sudden, you have your son who's able to make $300,000. How is that not a good thing for the family?
Well, of course, the rules allow high school athletes to earn NIL money as long as it's not promoting things like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, or social activism, among others. Parents do have to be involved in any deals with underage students. The State Board of Education will have the final say, a vote expected on July 24th. You know, Austin, we didn't really, you know, we had Brian Lester on yesterday talking about it, and we've, of course, have talked about it in the past, but now it's that it's here. Right. My question for you is, of course, nobody has a crystal ball, but as it relates specifically to the Escambia and Santa Rosa County areas, do you foresee NIL getting out of control the way that, you know, maybe some people fear it could? Because maybe I'm just ignorant or I guess too optimistic. I really don't see it getting out of control here necessarily.
Yeah, around here, I'm not sure. We've got some decent, you know, high school football.
Oh, there's certainly good programs and good, you know, players, top recruits and things like that.
But I think in the state of Florida, the like IMG Academy is going to be a big one because they produce Florida State and Alabama level talent all the time. You know, so like that's going to be a big one where you're really going to be looking for some of those high school prospects. But I mean, so maybe in bigger markets like that, around here in particular, I don't know how crazy it's going to get, though.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll definitely see some headlines, though, coming out about, oh, this player or that player. But I don't think it's going to be like, oh, we got a controversy. I don't think it's going to be anything like that.
Go ahead.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody issuing a consumer alert warning Floridians about odometer fraud. The practice involves car sellers altering the mileage on a vehicle's dash, and a new Carfax report shows more than 2 million vehicles on the road have rolled back odometers. That's a 14% increase over the past 2 years. Moody says consumers should request a vehicle history report or perhaps have a trusted mechanic inspect a vehicle before buying it.
NASA and Boeing celebrating the inaugural launch of the first crewed Starliner spacecraft from Florida today follows two scrubbed attempts. The capsule with astronauts Butch Whitmore or Wilmore and Sonny Williams blasted off from atop an Atlas V rocket and it's headed to the International Space Station. After about a 25-hour journey, they will dock there and spend more than a week at the ISS.
And Governor Ron DeSantis expected to sign off on Florida's new spending plan in the near future. The governor told reporters yesterday that he will bring the budget in for a landing very soon. State lawmakers passed a more than $110 billion proposal in March, which offers tax breaks and debt relief. Before anything is finalized, DeSantis will get the chance to veto spending items on the plan, and he says many lawmakers will not be happy with everything he decided, but believes people will be pleased with the final results.
In our national news today, Democrats putting their political opponents on the spot with a vote on a bill that would prevent states from limiting access to contraception.
Contraception's legal, to my knowledge. It's not in any jeopardy. And yet, Senator Schumer wants to schedule a show vote that suggests that somehow it is.
Now, Republicans, including Senator John Cornyn of Texas, say it's a political shell game. And they're accusing Democrats of fear-mongering to deflect attention away from the border and a surge of illegal immigration. The bill is more than just birth control. It would do away with a provision that allows pharmacists to opt out of selling the morning after pill if they have a religious exemption.
And at least... What's that?
So exception, not exemption.
Oh, my bad. At least a dozen pro-Palestinian protesters arrested after barricading themselves inside the office of Stanford University's president early Wednesday morning. The group was called Stanford for Palestine. They say students and alumni locked themselves inside President Richard Saller's office around 5:30 a.m. local time. University says the building has since been cleared, but there is extensive damage and a public safety officer was injured. Protesters said they would not leave until the university administration agrees to divest from Israel.
Ukraine is striking inside of Russia with U.S. weapons for the first time since the Biden administration granted permission last week.
A Ukrainian parliament member confirmed that U.S. weapons hit Russian logistics and artillery locations. This week, Putin warned of fatal consequences if the U.S. ignores Moscow's warnings that Ukraine should not use weapons provided by Washington to attack Russia. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And a gunman in custody after opening fire on the U.S. embassy in Lebanon early this morning. Lebanese army states that the suspect is Syrian and was wounded during the attack, which lasted for about 30 minutes. Early reports are that the gunman acted alone. A security guard at the embassy was also reportedly wounded, but the staff inside is safe.
Recapping the day's top stories today, the man who sold the gun to Hunter Biden, as well as Hunter's ex-wife and former girlfriend, all testifying in his federal gun trial in Delaware today. Israel starting a new push in the city of Deir el-Balah in central Gaza amid intelligence reports that military compounds, underground infrastructure, and weapons storage facilities are in the area. And White House Democrats pushing back against a Wall Street Journal report that questions President Biden's mental fitness. Sports news, health, business, and science coming up.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Former President Trump's Georgia election interference case is being halted while an appeals court considers a defense request to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis.
This case has already been delayed for months. There was some testimony when it was learned that the prosecutor and the DA were involved in a romantic relationship. The big question, whether that relationship began before or after that chief prosecutor, Nathan Wade, was hired.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Atlanta. An early season heat wave gripping millions in the southwestern U.S. Fox's Kristen Goodwin is in Southern California.
The National Weather Service warns parts of northwest Arizona, southeast California, and southern Nevada are experiencing dangerously hot conditions for early June.
Fox Weather predicting the high in Las Vegas today, 105, and Phoenix, 107. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesky with Money Now. Stock of NVIDIA keeps reaching new milestones. Wall Street's artificial intelligence darling up 5% today saw its market capitalization rise to $3.019 trillion, nudging past Apple's $2.99 trillion market cap and making it the second largest publicly traded company in the U.S. by that measure, just behind Microsoft's market cap, $3.15 trillion. Those are the only three U.S. companies to have crossed that $3 trillion milestone. After the close today, Lululemon posted slightly better than expected earnings and revenue for the latest quarter, sales up about 10% year over year. The athletic apparel retailer also hinted that it expects business to pick up further later this year. Lululemon shares are soaring 10% after hours trading. In the day's regular action Wednesday, fresh closing highs for both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite, the broad S&P jumping 62 points, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ soared 330, both to new highs. That's your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. C.J. Stroud said he would rather have Eli Manning's career over the career of Aaron Rodgers. I get that Eli has two iconic Super Bowl victories compared to Aaron's lone Super Bowl title, but Rodgers also won four MVPs, to Eli only making the Pro Bowl four times. Both will make the Hall of Fame, but no one will ever say that Eli was one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game, so I'll take Rodgers' career as he's a top 10 to 15 quarterback of all time. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at buysellcannell.com.
That's buysellcannell.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Alrighty, so looking at the roads here, hasn't been much going on this hour, but we did still have issues on Fairfield Drive. This is approaching the intersection of U.S. Highway 98. So if you're traveling northbound on Fairfield coming from 98 or traveling southbound on Fairfield approaching 98, we do have some backups going both ways there. In fact, I recently had a texter, a caller, notify me that there was some blockages going on there still. So that is still a very much relevant issue. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much on the roads holding you up for too long at this time. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola currently, partly cloudy, nothing too bad. We are going to have a chance of rain heading into tonight and bleeding into Thursday, with the lows being in the mid-70s and then tomorrow highs in the 80s. Of course, just that typical Florida weather we all know and love. Getting into some sports headlines here, we do have some MLB stuff going on. Padres at Angels on FS1. That's going to be at 8:38, so be on the lookout for that if you want some late-night baseball action. As for some of our more local teams, the Braves decimated by the Red Sox today, 9-0. I know that's not very ideal for a lot of y'all out there. And then we do have a game that got underway just last hour, basically almost exactly an hour ago, between the Rays and Marlins. And the Rays in the top of the fourth up 5-2 on Miami there. So that's a very good look for the Rays right now. They've been kind of streaky. We talked to Davis Wood yesterday, and he mentioned something about that as a Rays fan. So I'm sure he's happy about that there. Finally, getting some footing, at least for now. Let's see here. Also in college softball, the Women's College World Series Championship Final between Oklahoma and Texas begins tonight at 7 on ESPN. So if you're into softball, that's and the Red River rivalry, you're going to want to keep an eye out for that one. In NFL headlines, I'm not thrilled about this one. The Steelers planning to reunite with cornerback Cam Sutton. That's according to ESPN. Back in March, Sutton was issued a warrant for his arrest connected to alleged domestic battery, and he evaded law enforcement for weeks afterward. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin refused to go into detail with the media regarding any talks with Sutton. Joe, we've touched on this on the 2 hours leading up to this point.
Yeah.
I'm not thrilled about that. I wanted us to prioritize our secondary, and
well, listen, I mean, when you're a team like the Steelers, where you don't have any hope whatsoever of winning the playoffs or being in the playoffs, you have desperate things that you do as a franchise, and this is one of them.
Yeah, speaking of postseason futility, that actually brings me back to a report we got last hour.
All right.
Let's see. In a concerning twist, Joe Ford implied that Ohio State, clear favorite to take the preseason number one spot in the college football rankings.
That's correct.
Yes.
No, whoa. The preseason polls, right? Not the playoff rankings.
Yeah, I said preseason.
Okay.
Yeah, in the CFB. College football, not CFP, not college football playoff. I said B, not P. Sources close to Pensacola right now say he appears to have forgotten that Georgia and Texas
right
exist. Yeah.
Okay, listen, I think we're at worst number two in the preseason.
I'll tell you this, because I've thought about it since we talked about it last hour. If Ohio State's going to get number one, it's going to be because of their schedule being more forgiving. Like with Washington being new and they've lost a lot of talent. I don't know if y'all even play them. Michigan lost a lot of talent. That's what's really going to help y'all get the number one spot. I think Georgia and Texas are both better than Ohio
State. What's going to help Ohio State get the preseason number one is that all of their big starters, with the exception of Marvin Harrison, came back last year, and they added the number one safety from Alabama, the running back from Ole Miss, and then the quarterback transfer, Julian Sayin, the number five-star recruit from Alabama, who transferred in after Bill O'Brien got hired and then left. And then Chip Kelly came in as the new offensive coordinator. That's why we're going to be the preseason number one.
Let the record show Ohio State has had promising talent and promising recruits, yet they still, under Ryan Day, what is it they say about him, Joe? Born on third base, and he thought he hit
That's
a triple.
Right. Yes. Hey, where's Wake Forest going to be in the preseason polls, Austin?
Nowhere near. You got that right. Wake, if they make a bowl, I'm going to be happy. And I'm sorry about that. We got off on a tangent there. Lastly, here in NFL headlines.
Pick on somebody your own size, Austin.
Yeah, I'll go I'll go pick on, Indiana.
Vanderbilt. Yeah,
yeah, or Vandy. Yeah. Hey, we're better than them. We've crushed them the last couple years.
All right.
Cowboys legendary O-lineman Zach Martin confirms that his professional career may not have much time left. The 33-year-old guard turns 34 later this year.
And that means
year.
In his career, not his life, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, okay. I did want to stress that.
You didn't, I did.
Well, I said his professional career.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you just said, hey, Zach Martin, the guy that has had a long professional career, may not have much time left.
No, confirms that his professional career may not have much time left. 33-year-old guard turns 34 later this year. He's tied with DeMarcus Lawrence as the longest tenured player on Dallas's roster, racked up 9 Pro Bowls, 7 first-team All-Pros. So, yeah, he's pretty decent. Martin hasn't decided for sure when he'll call it a career, but he did cite wear and tear as a factor he's considered.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a tough position. He's had some injury concerns recently. So, nonetheless, one heck of a career. He's Hall of Fame bound either way.
Absolutely. And, you know, he probably sees that what becomes of high-profile offensive linemen in short order after they step away from the game. They lose a lot of weight. They look a lot better in their clothes, and they just look a lot better, you know. So
he'll be sexiest man alive before we know it.
Right up there with Jason Kelce.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Anything else?
We do have this. 17-year-old made history at the French Open. Mira Andreeva upset world number 2 Aryna Sabalenka in the quarterfinals today. Andreeva's the youngest semifinalist in a major tournament since 1997.
Yeah, very cool story there.
Absolutely. In high school, I was, I had no job, overweight. That hasn't changed much.
We've upgraded on the job slightly.
I was like in love with a girl that didn't love me back. Typical high school stuff, yeah. You know.
And now you've got me that just hates you with every fiber of my being.
Yes, we've really moved up here. But no, so congrats to her. She's showing all of us up. It's 17. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Health, business, and science notes today. Older Americans are increasingly concerned about the future of Medicare. A West Health Gallup survey on aging in America says that nearly 3 in 4 Americans between 50 and 64 are extremely worried or worried about Medicare not being available when they become eligible.
And Dollar Tree may sell Family Dollar. The Family Dollar chain announced plans to close more than 900 of its 8,000 stores last year. Dollar Tree CEO said the two chains' unique needs prompted the company to explore the split. While Dollar Tree is mainly seen in the suburbs and serves middle-income customers, Family Dollar stores are typically located in urban areas and cater to lower-income consumers.
Legacy sportswear brand Champion has a new owner. Hanes, which has been under pressure from investors to cut costs, is selling Champion to Authentic Brands Group in a potential $1.5 billion deal. Authentic owns brands including Forever 21 and Reebok.
And real quickly here before traffic and weather, looks like Joe's in for a payday. The NFL headed to court over its Sunday ticket package. In 2015, subscribers to the package filed a class action lawsuit claiming the league used its agreements with broadcast partners to keep tight control over telecast distribution. They argue that that allowed DirecTV to artificially inflate prices for Sunday Ticket as the only distributor for out-of-market games. The trial got underway Wednesday in Los Angeles with jury selection and is expected to last several weeks. The lawsuit is asking to award home and commercial subscribers $7 billion in damages. Joe, you even said if you just get $100 with that, you'd be over the moon, my friend.
That's right, yes. And I would apply it to my Sunday Ticket subscription for next year.
So. Yeah, it's like the water cycle. It always loops back around.
That's right.
6:45 on the nose here. Another quick check of the roads and weather, and it's a bit more of the same. Fairfield Drive, if you're traveling northbound coming from U.S. Highway 98 or southbound approaching U.S. Highway 98, we've got some problems going both ways there from an accident last hour. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
All right, Alan's got the forecast.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now, Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs, upper 80s. Now, the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. All right. Deadpool and Wolverine is officially the first MCU or Marvel Studios film to receive an R rating. The Motion Picture Association gave the third film in the Deadpool franchise the R for strong bloody violence and language throughout, gore and sexual references. The previous two Deadpool movies were made by Fox before Disney acquired the studio. And Deadpool and Wolverine set the record for first-day sales for an R-rated film when tickets went on sale last month. So very highly anticipated with
for sure.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine and Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, of course.
And speaking of MCU actors, we've got one announcing her retirement. Evangeline Lilly went on Instagram this week and said she's done with acting, at least for now. Lilly appeared in the Hobbit films and on TV in the series Lost. She played Kate, the female lead, if you remember that show. Though her most famous role is probably as Hope Van Dyne in the Ant-Man movies.
I watched the first few episodes of Lost in the first season, so that is what I most picture her as. But once it got too crazy and weird, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be able to figure this out. So I bowed out.
Infamously, the ending of that series is terrible.
You know what? I've seen some TikToks and videos talking about, like, people are now waxing poetic about how wonderful the ending was.
No.
Now, who was the guy that she was with? The guy with the beard who was in We Are Marshall. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
I don't know his name, but
the character's name is Jack.
Okay. Jack. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So he, what happened at the end? Because he die or?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause that's the thing. It's like they got off the island and they lived their lives. And then he like wanted to go back to the island or something. And it's been a while since I've seen it, but he basically ends up. Like,
so they actually did get off the island.
Yeah. And then he's like called back by some like outside force to the island. And he basically ends up just dying, staring at the sky. He's like there alone. He's
right.
With the dog.
And then there's like all the people in the church or whatever.
Yeah, like in
that
heaven
are just
or whatever.
Standing there.
Yeah. It was a horrid ending.
Okay. Because I've seen it very recently. A lot of people sharing it. And I'm just like, okay, I still don't understand what's going on there, but it looks like he died.
Yeah, my brother and I watched it, and I remember thinking, that can't be it. And then when it ended that way, I'm like, you have to be joking.
Yeah, I don't know. They play us for fools, man.
Yeah, that was hurtful.
Yeah. Somebody in Illinois a lot richer. The Mega Millions jackpot was hit last night, around $560 million, and it's the ninth largest in the game's over 20-year history. So congratulations to that lucky soul. We'll take a break there, recapping the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well next.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. Have a hobby that's fun and could make you money. Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune into Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love.
All right, winding down on a Wednesday, 6:52. We got Dave Ramsey coming up after we sign off. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks for hanging out with us today. A lot of good stuff there, some wacky and weird good news stories here, winding down. But first, a recap of the day's top stories and final check of the roads and weather for this evening. Hunter Biden's criminal trial, a federal gun trial in Delaware, continuing with testimony. Among those who took the stand today, the man who sold the gun to Hunter, his ex-wife and former girlfriend as well, as prosecutors say that he committed fraud when buying the gun while being addicted to drugs. Israel starting a new push into central Gaza today, ramping up for activity in the city of Deir el-Balah after intelligence suggests Hamas activity, including military compounds, underground infrastructure, and weapons storage facilities. And a new report out from the Wall Street Journal, citing a majority of Republicans, but some Democrats as well, calling into question President Biden's mental fitness, the White House and Democrats pushing back on that. To what degree the president's fitness mentally has been dwindling, that's up for debate, discussion, and I'm not his medical doctor. I can't, determine that. But
yeah,
it should be obvious to everybody, regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum, that he's just not the sharpest tool in the shed.
And obviously some people on social media use it as like some personal attack against Biden, but it's really, when you get to the roots of it, it's not a personal attack to say, hey, this guy has aged and some people age better than others. And yeah, he's not the same whippersnapper he was in 2008. Like that's not some hot take. It's not some dig. It's just the facts. Let's see, just about 6:55 here. We do just have some minor congestion still on Fairfield Drive. This is both traveling northbound, coming from Highway 98, and southbound approaching Highway 98. Accident last hour. You know, it's minor issues, but nonetheless, it is prevalent, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up this evening.
Calm and warm weather overnight, lows in the 70s, humid as well. High rain chance on Thursday, 70%. Look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up at about any time during the day. Might see a few rounds of showers, but we're not expecting any bad weather. The weekend weather looks great with some lower humidity, but hot highs will be in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. Taking a look at some wackier stories and just fun stuff here. Of course, it's going to be a sad day in America on Friday as Pat Sajak will have his last time hosting Wheel of Fortune. Of course, he's been done for a while now, but the actual final recording will be Friday. So we're celebrating by playing some memorable moments from him and some interactions that he's had with contestants. Here's one where the contestant broke away from the standard talk about family.
Hello, Blair.
Hello.
Cardiff, California. Own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
Yay! No wonder you came here. You just wanted to get away from everybody.
Now, was he completely joking and got permission from his wife to do that, or does he really mean it?
Boy, I sure hope the former. If not, that's a pretty awkward moment if you're the wife or kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm assuming that this is, like, as you said, his humor. This is how he goofs around. I'm sure some people took it seriously, but I mean, I wouldn't read too much into it. As you said, if you ask your wife about it, she may not be as receptive to that kind
of
stuff.
If I said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this verbatim, she would say, nah, probably not.
Yeah, especially with how some people can look into it. Speaking of controversial things that I just don't really care too much for, single mom from Southern California catching heat on social media after she posted a video explaining why she will not be returning her shopping carts.
I'm not returning my shopping cart, and you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car.
Oh, why are you making that face, Austin?
Car. I'm not going to put my kids in my car. That gets on my nerves. I hate the way she says car. It scratches
my... Last year, 265 children were abducted in parking lots in America. Half of those were sexually assaulted. As a single mom returning your shopping cart, you are prime for a predator to watch and grab you.
Okay, not going to make fun of her voice on that one because those are very serious statistics. Anyway, Leslie Dobson is a psychologist based in Los Angeles, and her TikTok video elicited comments from viewers who called her entitled and a Karen. And then, you know, of course, she responded to the people saying, just lock your kids in the car, take them, you know, to return to the cart, whatever. That's when you heard the follow-up about the statistics there about how they're prime targets for predators. Valid concerns, yes. I do think that this is a bit of an over-dramatization. I'm speaking from experience there. I was a kid with my mom, with my grandmother. They were never victimized.
Listen, she is using a legitimate statistic and concern, but that is overshadowing why she really doesn't. And she's lazy. She don't want to do
it. It's not that deep. Like, it really isn't. As
you
far know, as like
you
the
can
cart
do
thing.
Things to like park closer to the cart return.
Yep.
You could maybe track down an employee, say, hey, you know, I'm, you know, just do it that way. But
yeah,
I'm never returning my car.
If you were truly concerned about it, yeah,
leap
like
the haters.
Yeah, you could be, you know, more considerate. Yeah.
Austin, not all heroes wear capes.
True.
Flavor Flav went to a Red Lobster recently and ordered the entire menu to help the company through their bankruptcy.
That's cool.
He says, quote, your boy meant it. When I said I was going to do anything and everything to save the Cheddar Bay biscuits, he's also reportedly in talks to meet with Red Lobster for a potential collaboration.
Ah, very nice. That's a great note to end the show on.
Absolutely. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, for a Thursday edition of the program, Pensacola Right Now, with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola.